let's do Terry, Terri, first name, last name, Enriquez. Date of birth 9/26/78. Today 6/24. This is a 44-year-old woman who lives in Cleveland, Texas, with her boyfriend. She's a smoker. She has extensive history of drug abuse in the past, including amphetamines, cocaine, and crack. Period. In the paragraph, she did not use any IV drugs. She tells me she has uncontrolled diabetes. She's been out of medication, and still is out of her medication, and very non-compliant with her medication. Period. In the paragraph, patient ended up in the hospital in June because she developed osteomyelitis of her sternoclavicular joint. Initially it was thought that patient would need surgical debridement, but it was decided to treat patient with long-term antibiotics, and subsequently has been sent home with a wound vac. Period. She requires nursing care and provider services to care for her. She hasn't been using drugs for some time and would like to stay away from drugs as much as possible. Medical problems: hyperosmolar hyperglycemia at the time of hospitalization, septic arthritis, left sternoclavicular joint, hypomagnesemia, hypocalcemia, chronic anemia, IV drug use, non-compliance, seizure disorder, smoking, substance abuse, increased blood sugars, patient's allergies. She's not allergic to anything. COVID immunization is up to date. Social, as above. She smokes. She doesn't drink alcohol. She's not using drugs at this time. Family history: mom's alive. She's doing okay. Dad died of heart disease. Patient's medication list, which she currently does not have but needs to get filled, includes the following: NPH insulin, 16 units subcutaneous once a day. Next number is doxycycline, 100 milligram twice a day. Next one is insulin short acting, 3 times a day before meals, depending on blood sugars per sliding scale, up to 10 units. Next number is Dilantin, 100 milligram 3 times a day. Next number is let's see, those are her medication. Okay, influenza vaccine is up to date. Melatonin she used to take on a regular basis. She's not taking it at this time. Nicotine patches she's not currently using at this time. Let's see. So we did medicals. Surgery consistent with no recent surgery. An exam: blood pressure 140 over 70, pulses 80, respirations 18, and febrile, heart positive, 2, lungs are clear, abdomen soft, neck shows JVD, skin shows nice, severe muscle wasting noted. There's a left sternoclavicular wound back in place. Patient has terrible dentition. Number one, osteomyelitis of the left sternoclavicular joint. Number two, MRSA and Pseudomonas were isolated. Number three, patient's long-term doxycycline. Number four, blood sugars must be brought under control. Number five, patient's nephew is coming to take her to the pharmacy to get her prescription. Number six, home health nurse will care for patient's wound and address the wound vac. Number seven, patients in desperate need of provider services. Next number, substance abuse. Next number, seizure disorder. Next number is that one time we need to do a Dilantin test. Next one is we need, the patient is definitely homebound. Next one is we'll do a CBC and a chemistry with a dilantin level, not test, but dilantin level to make sure her LFTs are not elevated. Next number, I went over her condition and her issues at length. Next number, she seems to understand. Next number, she expresses desire to stop using drugs. And we, I will see if the nurse can provide her with groups to meet on a regular basis here in Cleveland to help her in this endeavor. Thank you.